Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, January 9th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, we talked a couple of weeks ago about evidence that ChatGPT was working on integration with Apple Health. This week, that has officially launched. A new ChatGPT health feature is powered by integration with third-party apps like Apple Health, MyFitnessPal, and others. OpenAI says that over 230 million users around the world ask ChatGPT health and wellness-related questions every week. OpenAI says that ChatGPT health is a better way to serve its users in that category, to quote, support, not replace medical care, and not intended for diagnosis or treatment. It's a dedicated experience that securely brings your health information and ChatGPT's intelligence together to help you feel more informed, prepared, and confident navigating your health, end quote. ChatGPT Health depends on partners to provide it with health data, which so far includes Apple Health, MyFitnessPal, Weight Watchers, Function, and a few others. Users can decide which partners, if any, are allowed to share their personal data with ChatGPT. For now, the feature is still rolling out and is available only to a limited subset of ChatGPT users. Once you do have access, you can choose to share your Apple Health database with ChatGPT to power the new feature. Next up today, Apple has filed its annual proxy report for shareholders, announcing that its annual shareholders meeting will take place virtually on February 24th. During the meeting, shareholders will vote on proposals and vote to re-elect Apple's board of directors. This year, there's an interesting tidbit. Historically, Apple's guideline is that members of the board may not stand for re-election after turning 75 years old. Two of Apple's board members, however, have crossed that threshold. Ron Sugar, who is 77, and board chairman Art Levinson, who is now 75. In its proxy filing, Apple says it is waiving that guideline for both Sugar and Levinson. Apple's board said that it considered several factors when making this determination, including the significant experience and expertise that both Levinson and Sugar bring to the table, as well as their deep insight into Apple's business and operations. But this is particularly notable this year given speculation around Tim Cook's retirement. The speculation is that he will assume the chairman position once stepping down as Apple CEO. Apple most likely wants Levinson to remain chairman until Cook takes the role, hence the need to waive the age requirement to keep that continuity. The alternative would be to elect a new board chairman, but that board chairman would only serve for a year or two before Tim Cook retires and assumes the position. Generally speaking, companies don't like that amount of volatility, so hence they're willing to waive the requirement for Levinson to avoid too much change. Apple's proxy filing also includes details on compensation for Apple's executives. In total, Apple says that Tim Cook's compensation for 2025 was just over $74,200,000. That's actually a very small decrease year over year. That compensation for Cook comes in multiple forms. He gets a $3 million salary every year. He has $57.5 million in stock awards. He earned $12 million in non-equity plan compensation, which is awards based on the performance of Apple relative to predetermined financial goals for the year. There is also a category of all other compensation for $1.7 million. That category includes things like contributions by Apple to Tim Cook's retirement plan, his cashing out of vacation days, and the cost of personal use of private jets and security. Tim Cook revealed in 2015 that he plans to give away all of his wealth during his lifetime, after providing for the college education of his nephew. He says he has quietly already started giving some of it away and is developing a systematic approach to philanthropy rather than simply writing checks. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5mac Happy Hour podcast. Sign up for 9to5 Mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9to5 Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today. Finally, Apple is asking its shareholders to vote against an outside proposal for something called the China Entanglement Audit. This is an outside proposal from a small group of Apple shareholders who are requesting that Apple conduct an evaluation and issue a report within the next year assessing risks and costs associated with the company's continued business in China. Apple, as it usually does with all external shareholder proposals, is asking that shareholders vote against this. Apple says the requested report is unnecessary, given that it already provides extensive information on international operations, and the proposal is highly prescriptive and attempts to inappropriately restrict Apple's ability to manage its own ordinary business operations and business strategies. Again, Apple's full annual shareholders meeting will take place on February 24th, and you can hit the link in the show notes to read the full proxy statement. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.